He said, I can still be at peace. Praise God. We can learn to sleep when the storm is howling because the peace of God is ruling in our hearts. What do you mean by ruling? It means it rules out the fear. It rules out the threat of danger. It means rules out the threat of our security. Why? Because we have our hope and our trust anchored in Jesus Christ. And he said, in me you can have peace, even though in the world you're having tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Isaiah 26:3, the great prophet said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And that doesn't mean you don't have to resist the devil and fight and watch for your own security. God doesn't leave everything up to himself. It means that you can still have peace, even though somebody is threatening you. And I tell you, one of the most difficult situations to have peace in our generation is when the IRS gets knocking on your door. Oh, Lord, I hate to go to the mailbox and see that Internal Revenue Service written on the outside of that envelope. Lord, almost immediately you panic. Well, we've got to get over that because you're going to have to live with it. They're going to be right here. And they're a contrary bunch. They're an arrogant bunch. And I don't know anybody that likes them. If you find them, you bring it up here to me. And I'll let you be our ambassador. Praise God to go down and talk to them. Because nobody else don't like them I've met yet. And I tell you, God can give us victory over them. Them old computers get in there and mix everything up and shoot you out of done. You already paid. And you tremble in fear. When you go up there and you talk to them, you're always talking to somebody dumb. Have you ever met a smart one around IRS? They don't make them. They're all dumb. And you go up there and they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what the computer said. And they don't even know how to get it out of the computer. And all they know, you got a receipt. I've paid it. And they said, well, you go leave us alone for a while and we'll see what we can do. In the next month or two, you get another one. Then you got to go back and face it again. All right, all these things are threats to our security. It disturbs us. It puts fear in us many times. And it creates problems for us. But Jesus Christ said, in me you can have peace. And we've got to learn to live with these things. And Jesus said also in Matthew 26:41, he said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We know the flesh is weak. The old flesh is subjected to all types of fears, all kind of pressures, our emotions, our nerves. Just get on edge. We're almost at the point of breaking many times under the nervous strain of the emotions that arise because of these fears. But the Bible tells us through peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, that we can overcome these fears and the peace of God can sit on the throne room of our hearts and rule our lives. That we'll be ruled with a peace and calmness that the Apostle Paul said will go so far as to pass all understanding. All right, let's look at that just a moment here. In Philippians, the 4th chapter, beginning in verse 6, be careful for nothing. That means don't be worried. Don't be full of care. The word careful don't mean just to be meticulous and in detail. It means not to be full of worry or full of concern. It says, don't be worried for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Minds. Praise God. Your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How in the world can you sleep going to bed with internal revenue problems on your mind? The threat of being indicted or going to court. Somebody's got a lawsuit against you, something you didn't even know anything about. Boy, we're living in a generation today, this country, people take you to court and sue you, and you didn't do anything. Just sue you. You say, well, what am I supposed to do about it? You go up and talk to the prosecutor or somebody, hey, what did I do? Well, I don't know what you did, but you better get you an attorney and get in here and fight this thing. Then you are all that expense and your time, your nervous system about broke. There they've got a big old suit against you for a lot of money or something or other, and you don't know what that judge and jury is going to do. And there you got to face that. And that's a threat to the peace and to the emotions of every American today. I was reading that the other day in the paper, how many Americans are suffering bankruptcy, nervous breakdowns, and nervous prostration, everything, because of lawsuits of which they know nothing about until they're drug in court by some enemy. Let me tell you, we've got to learn to live with these things. And he says, let your requests be made known unto God. And let me drop another scripture right along here while it's coming to me fresh. That's from Proverbs 16 and 7. It says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he'll make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Paul knew what he's talking about. It harmonizes with the Old Testament wisdom of those writers. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even the IRS to be at peace with him. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Just put the IRS in there, or whoever you want to put in there. And then he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue or if there be any praise, think on these things. See, the thing about it is, we've got to have our mind thinking on things that are faith and hope and love. As the great Apostle Paul says, we've got to think on things that are pure and true and lovely and just and honest and good report. And those things that are virtuous. And he says, verse 9, these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace shall be with you. As you go through the Bible, you find these salutations or these closes of these apostles and prophets that have written the books of the Bible. They make such remarks as these. When they'd meet each other, if they were on good terms, they'd say, peace be unto thee. In other words, don't be afraid. Don't let it trouble you now. You remember in John 21, when Jesus had died and arisen from the dead, the disciples were locked in the room on the first day of the week for fear of the Jews. And all of a sudden, Jesus appeared and said, hail, peace be unto thee. Boy, good thing he said that. They'd have fainted. They almost did anyway. Boy, it scared the daylights out of those fellas. Peace, that meant, don't be troubled. Now, don't be afraid. He tried to make them not afraid because he knew they would be. Peace. Man, everybody loves it. I remember the Bible in 1 Samuel 16. The old prophet Samuel came down to Israel, came down to the elders of Israel in Bethlehem to offer an offering and to anoint David king. And when he came to the gate of the city, the Bible said them elders trembled and said, comest thou peaceably? He said, yea, peaceably I come to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. They thought he'd come down there maybe to call down judgment on them. No, I'm coming peaceably. Don't let it bother you. Another time in 2 Samuel, the 18th chapter, there was a woman in Israel. And Joab had come to destroy the city to get old Shimei that he'd cursed the king. And he was going to burn that city down. Joab was the general. And here come a woman, a wise woman. She stuck her head over the wall and said, ho, where's Joab? He said, I'm he. She says, I'm a mother in Israel, and I'm one that's faithful and peaceable in Israel. Isn't that wonderful? My mama come out there and said, I'm faithful, I'm peaceable, I'm a mother in Israel. Says, I want to talk to you. He says, say on. And she saved the city with her wisdom. They was going to fight for that aggravating old rebel. She says, you leave it to me and I'll go speak to these elders and we'll throw his head to you over the wall. So she went in her wisdom to the elders of Israel. They cut old Shimei's head off, got him by the hair of the head and slung it over the wall. Old Joab picked it up, looked at it, said, that's him. Whoop, he blew the horn, and they retired, and they didn't burn the city up.